The music of Johnny Cash was destined to live on long after the artist himself. Now, 13 years after Cash's death, an effort to preserve and publish his non-musical writing has taken shape. It's a new book, with a black dust jacket, of course, called Forever Words, The Unknown Poems.
You tell me that I must perish like the flowers that I cherish. Nothing remaining of my name, nothing remembered of my fame. But the trees that I planted still are young. The songs I sang will still be sung.
That's John Carter Cash reading one of the very last things his father ever wrote.
My mother had passed away. He was very destitute. He was alone. He was sad.
Cash says among his father's extensive papers was a folder where he'd collected notes to his late wife, June Carter Cash. Mostly, he says, they were dark and forlorn.
But within that folder, in the heart of it, was this poem. And that he had such vision to be able to see the light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak, while he was in that well of darkness and sadness, is a testament to the human spirit to me.
That may summarize as well as anything what John Carter was trying to convey as he helped curate the new book. We know the man in black as a songwriting icon, a powerful performer, and a charismatic public figure. Here, in his first ever formal collection of poetry, we see a man wrestling deeply with life and faith, and in places we read a voice with a sense of humor, winking at the world and at his own fame.
There is a cohesive message here. There is a statement from this man of great diversity and character. There is something to be said that he was relating about his life.
Helping the reader along the way is the collection's editor, Paul Muldoon, a Pulitzer Prize-winning poet and a professor at Oxford and now Princeton. He says in his introduction that as he read the large body of work that Cash's son shared with him, that, quote, "It was with an initial sense of relief, then an increasingly rapturous glee, that I realized there is so much here that will indeed broaden and deepen our perception of Johnny Cash and his legacy." John Carter Cash.
Well, you know, my father was a man of mystery, in that he could stand on a stage and sing Cocaine Blues and have the crowd nearly at riot energy, and then within a few minutes sing Peace in the Valley and have them sitting beside him in the garden. So he had this magic about him to where he could bring people together, different people of different walks of life, and that's all within these poems.
Some of them seem to have been songs in progress, and several artists, including Brad Paisley, Dalian Vincent, and Jamie Johnson, have set some of the poems to music for future release. On the page, these verses may not have that familiar railroad-inspired rockabilly beat or that famous baritone voice, but there's music in the words just the same. For WMOT, I'm Craig Havokhurst.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on. I wear the black for the poor and the beaten down, living in the hopeless, hungry side of town.